Sharma Aleichem, sweetest friends. This is the third shiur, the topic of Ein Hochamam B'Manacha Harov, the Gabi Akum, and we will just review what we had asked in order that the Mahalach, the answer, be clear. The Gemara in Yuma and Daf Peh Amud Aleph Ksubis 15b says, and the Mishnah of Machshir and Mishnah says, that if you find a child, you know, if he's a Jew or a guy, if it's mostly guy, assume he's a guy, it's mostly Jew, assume he's a Jew, if it's 50-50, assume he's Israel. And the Gemara explains 50-50, assume he's Israel, and he's Zakin. That if his axe scored our axe, he doesn't pay Nezik Shalim. Why doesn't he pay Nezik Shalim? Because he can say, bring a raya that I'm a guy, and then I'll pay Nezik Shalim. Otherwise, he only has to pay Chatzi Nezik. But let's say it'd be Rov Akum. Let's say it'd be mostly Goyim. If it'd be mostly Goyim, the din is that he pays Nezik Shalim, as a Goy does, no matter what. He pays Nezik Shalim. And the Rishonim there in Ksubis asks, we paskin like Shmuel, Einocha Mamanacha Arroiv. So why should he pay Nezik Shalim? It's mostly Goyim, maybe he's a Jew. Let's follow the Miut, he's a Jew, and he should only have to pay Chatzi Nezik. So we have the Mahalach of the Ramban, the Ra'ah, the Rashba, the Ra'im, that a Goy doesn't have a Cheskes Mammon. A Goy doesn't have a Cheskes Mammon. And therefore we follow the Roiv, and we say that he's a Goy, and he has to pay Nezik Shalim, because that doesn't have a Chazak on the Mammon, to hold on to the money, so he has to pay the whole thing. But what's even seen a Goy and a Jew? Why does a Jew have a cheskes mammon and a goy not? Mir Dalgazi zoy meidan this, and he says that it's because gezel akum is mutter, simemela is nachasim alei kefkrin, he's no cheskes mammon. What does this mean? As Reb Shimon asks in the Shari Yosher 5:15, ma kesher, just because you're not allowed to, no iser to steal from him according to one daya, that doesn't mean it's not his money. Avad, it's his money. As long as it's his money, it's his money. So if he's mazik, then you only have to pay chatzi. You should only have to pay chatzi nezik. The Magid Mishnah in Surei Bia 15:26 says that he has no cheskes mammon, since he himself is Mesupik if he's a Goy or a Jew. And it's Mashma that since he is a Safik, since he's Mesupik, whether he's a Jew or a Goy, he's no Cheskes Mammon. And the question is, every Cheskes Mammon comes because of Safik. Whenever you have a Safik, you come onto a Chazaka. So you have a Safik, and then you fall back in the Chazaka. So here also, he's Mesupik. So he should be able to fall back in the chazaka. So we saw that some learn that pshat is that like the Rishonim, that ain cheskes mammon va'akum. That's not the mashmaos of the Magid Mishnah. Magid Mishnah says it's taloi in him, that he's mesupik if he's a Jew or a guy. Not because there's a rule of ain cheskes mammon l'goy. Vacuum. So the Sheif Shmaitz and many other Achronim learn that the Ra'ah is saying like all the other Rishonim, that the Ra'ah is like the Ramban and the Rashba and the Rosh. They'll say, yeah, they're all saying the same thing. What are they saying? They're saying that a guy is no cheskes mammon. Ain lakum cheskes mammon. And since a guy is no cheskes mammon, so memeila mahani beiroiv. So a guy has no cheskes mammon, so we can follow the rov, say he's a guy, and he has to pay nezik shalim. But if you read it again, if you read it carefully, you'll see that it's not what the Ra'ah is saying. That's what the other Rishonim are saying. The other Rishonim say there's no cheskes mammon ba'akum, there's only cheskes mammon b'Yisrael, not by a goy, and therefore he has no cheskes akus, he has no cheskes mamon, so we can follow the rov, and make him pay nezek shalem. Only by a Jew as a cheskes mamon, him we don't let, him we don't follow rov and make him pay. But a guy has no cheskes mamon, so we can make him pay nezek shalem. The Torah writes, "Kevin dim isa to have akum less lechazaka demaina." Since if you hold that he's a guy, he has no cheskes mamon. V'hashta misafgale. So that sounds like the other rishonim. That's what led everybody to believe that the Torah is like the other rishonim. But now the law continues. V'hashta misafgale begufei imhu akum lo amrinin b'chiha ein holchem mamon acharoyv lo itmar alashlo ela lahitzim cheskasa. And now we're misupik in his body. Is he a guy or not? We don't say in Ocham Mamon Acharov, because that was only said to be about being Motzi Mechaz Kasa. Then in Ocham Mamon Acharov was only said, you don't follow the Rov in order to be Motzi Mamon Mechaz Kasa. That if somebody has a Rov on their side, doesn't matter, it's not Motzi Mechazaka. So the whole Arichus Lashono indicates that he's not just saying like the other Rishonim, that a guy doesn't have a cheskes mamon, therefore he can follow a rov. He's saying more than that. He says the whole, again, Arichus Haloshon, v'hashtem misafkele begufei, now we're misupk in his body if he's a guy. Lo amrinen b'chi ha'inochem mamon acharov. We don't say in this case, inochem mamon acharov, d'lo amritmar el shelo elo lahotzi mechaz kasa. Because we only say this about being motzi mamon mechaz kasa. The issue here is something about Hotzas Mammon. So we wanted to understand what he means, what the Heilige Ra'ah means. And then finally we saw the Shita Yishana brought in the Shita Mekubetes. Ve'eshloimar debarov kusim afilu shmul moide. Debacheskes kusikai. If it's mostly goyim, even Shmuel says Enocha Mammon Acharov, says that he's becheskes goy. And mafkin an minei, and then therefore you take it away from him. Your motzi menu mamon. But he doesn't mention anything about nechazkas mamon ba'akum. So the kasha is, my time of motzina ideze, just because he's a cheskas kusi, why does that allow us to take money from him? I ain't ochem mamon acharov. So you don't follow the rov, so he's becheskas kusi, but ain't ochem mamon acharov. So yes, the Rov says that he's a guy, aval mazeh mishaneh lanu. So let him be a guy. But he's only a guy al pi Rov. And ein hocheh b'mamon acharov. And he doesn't say like the other Rishonim we saw. There's no cheskes mamon by a guy. Lo machnis et zeh. Rak omer that he's a guy. And memela you could take the money away from him. Mazikashur, ain't ochem mamon acharov. It's only a goy al pi rov, and we don't follow rov. So those are our problems. Achshav nigash leve'erat hadvarim. Lefi ma she hayisodot sheinachnu b'shiur hakodem. As omer moreinu v'rabeinu, that in the din of beino v'bein Yisrael, you have a din between this safek goy, safek Jew. When it's Rov Akum, and he has a din against a Jew, and his shore gored our shore, based on what we explained in the Rambam and the Chinuch, and by the way, the Chinuch is Mekubal that it's the Ra'ah, there's no Chazaka against the Rov. In the question of Chiyuv Ptur, or Dina Ba'alma, as we've been speaking about, there are two issues. And when it comes to Goyim, there's something called Din, there needs to be a Chaloz Din. That's the Iker, that there's a Chaloz Din, and whatever that Din might be. You have Dine Akum, and even if you follow Dine Yisrael, it's also a Chaloz Din. There has to be a Chaloz Din. And by a Jew, the Iker is the Chiyuv and the Ptur. whether the person has to pay or doesn't have to pay. Here, there's no chazaka that opposes the chiyuv and the ptur and the chalo or the chalo's din. It has nothing to do with the chazaka. Why? Because first you have to decide, who is this guy? Is he a guy or is he a Jew? As al pirov naktina dina ba'alma l'chaibu nezik shalim. So al pirov, we follow dina ba'alma. What's dina ba'alma? The din of a ben Noach. That's the dina ba'alma. What's the din of a ben Noach? He has to pay nezik shalim. In other words, first you establish that he's a guy. And once you establish that he's a guy because you have a rov, so Mimele is going to pay Nezek Shali. There's no chazaka that's against that. Can't say that he has a cheskes mamon against that. You establish that he's a guy. Once you establish he's a guy, goodbye cheskes mamon. There's no cheskes mamon. He's a guy. He has to pay Nezek Shali. Like the din of a guy. And that's what the Ra'a writes, that if he was a kusi, if he was a guy, he wouldn't have a chazaka de mamona. Why? Because then there'd be no room for a chazaka. V'hashtem misafkele begufeim huakum. Now we're misupik. A guy doesn't have a chazaka de mamona. And now we're misupik if he's a guy. So if we're misupik if he's a guy, what do we do with this safek? We machuya that he's a guy. And here there's no halacha bein hocha mamon acha harov, like the Ra'a writes, because ein hocha macha harov lo etim re'el lohetzim mechazkaso. That's only to take mamon out of its chazaka when you're mesupik. Here the nidon is he a Jew or is he a guy? That's the nidon. And ein hocha mamon acha harov, you know, if we're dealing with a Jew or a guy, and you don't follow the rov, whatever, if you're dealing with a Jew and there's a rov that says that he owes money, so you follow the miut. You're not motzi mamon mechazkasa. That's where the issue is being, are you going to be motzi mamon mechazkasa or not? But here that's not the issue. Here the issue is he a goy or a Jew? And once you decided that, you decided everything. Then you don't have to come on to the question of are you able to be motzi mamon mechazkasa or not. Because you're machriya that he's a goy. This isn't against the chazaka. And that's also what the other Rishonim mean. The other Rishonim say that there's no... I'll read the Lashon of the Heiliger Rajbe. That he says that... We came into Kigoy Chashvin and lay... If it's Rov Goyim, then you assume he's a guy. It's not that Goyim don't have a chazaka. Goyim have a chazaka. We ask, Goyim don't have a chazaka, why not Mishnah? It could be Goyim have a chazaka. Just since we consider him a guy, in our case, he doesn't have a chazaka anymore. The name of Wukim Mona Bechazkas Mirei. Because we are Machri as a guy, and a guy has to pay Nezek Shalem. So goodbye, chazaka. Normally he would have a chazaka, but here you're Machri that he's a guy. And that's the Ra'a. That the Ra'a says that this whole thing of Ein Ocha Momen Acha Rov is about being Motzi Momen Cheskasa or not. But here that's not the issue. Can you be Motzi Momen Cheskasa? Here the issue is he a guy or a Jew? If he's a guy, then you're Vad, you're Motzi the Momen. That was a Sheila. That's why you file the Rov. There's a sefer on the Maseches Bava Kama Afike Mayim, Talmud Chacham in Yerushalayim, Menashe Miller. So he writes that he's explaining the Ra'a. Sheyesh shnei dinei Torah, ha'echad lekbo et zchuyot ha'asufi b'mishpat, v'diyun zeh eino mushpa me'adin ha'prati al ha'momen shenidon lefaneinu ata, elo din klali. האם ניתן לו זכויות משפטיות של ישראל, שחזקס מה מדידי הלימה, או זכויות משפטיות של גוי? ובזהנו פוסקים על פי רוב, שהרי בדין תורה זה אין כאן הוצא עצמו ממוחזק. ואחר שפסקנו של אדם זה רק זכויות משפטיות כגוי, שובנו דנים בדין מהפרוטים לחי בו נזק של מחצי נזק. So that's like we're saying, it's, like it's a little bit of a modern sprach over here, but there will be moichel. So what he says is that first you judge the general din. The general din, is he a goy or is he a Jew? And then weiter, you get into this specific case, what to do. So first you're done that he's a goy, and then memeli, he has to pay nezek shalem. ולפי זה יש לבאר את דברי המגיד משנה. כשראינו את המגיד משנה, שהמגיד משנה כתב שאין לו חזקס ממן, כיוון שהוא עצמו עם מסופק אם הוא גוי או ישראל. והוא לא הזכיר אין חזקס ממן באקו. He doesn't say anything about a goy not being חזקס ממן. He just says this guy doesn't know if he's a Jew or a goy. So you assume he's a goy and you give him and you take the take Nezik Shalim. So Kivan Shehu Atzmo Masupak Mahu, he himself doesn't know what he is. Is he a Jew or a Goy? So the suffix is what his din is going to be. And there you can't say Cheskes Mammon and follow the Rov. If you know who he is, if you know who you're dealing with, it's a Cheskes Mammon, you follow the Rov. You don't follow the Rov. But here you don't know who he is. So to determine who he is, to determine his identity, you follow the Rov. And therefore you can take the money away from him. Dina Dalma, because that's the Dina Balma, that's the Dina of an Akum. So why does he say this Lashon of Besafik Shum Besupik? Hainu Delay Neima Kimli Bedin Yisrael V'chazaka Misayasai. He can't say, Kimli, that I choose to have Din Yisrael. And I have a chazak on my side. I have a cheskes mammon on my side, and I want to have din Yisrael. And memela, the money's going to stay mine. Is going to stay mine. It's going to stay b'cheskasa. Because here, it's not shaykh to say kimli. Why? Because it's rov akum. So memela, you assume he's a guy. So that's all b'roiv. But if it's mechzal mechzim esafik, you can't do din ba'alma. You can't do the regular din, the chalos din of a guy. And have to pay Nezik Shalem. And therefore he's pater, because you don't know that he's a guy. And here you go back to the svar of the Gemara and Bava Kamen, Daf Mem Vav Amud Beis, Man Dekoy Vlei Kei Vazil Lebei Asi. If you have a problem, you go to the doctor. And here you don't need to come on to Hilchas Chazaka. And therefore he's pater. Right, if it's 50-50, the other guy has no right to take away the money. Mechitesi. He has to prove that it's his. That you have to pay Nezik Shalem. That this Suffolk Jew, Suffolk guy has to pay Nezik Shalem. Can't prove it. So, Motzi mechaver al varaya. He has to prove that he's a guy. Can't prove it. So Mimele keeps the money and he only has to pay chatzi nezek. So that's Miyashev. The various shitas that we saw. And we also had the Shita Yeshana. The Shita Yeshana wrote in the Shita Megubetz, it says, Shlomo Debrov, Shabrov Kusim, Afilu Shmuel Modu B'cheskes Kusi Koyim Afkin Amine. Right? Did we explain that already? But here, it's not against the Chazaka. Because if it's Rov Kusim, even Shmuel's Moide. Shmuel who says, Ein Ochem Mamanach HaRov, here he's Moide. Because we're dealing with Rov Kusim. So you have to assume he's a guy. Rov Kusim tells us he's a guy. So it's no, there's no Ein Hochem Mamon Achar Rov, and he gets to keep the money. Because once he's determined he's a goy, then he doesn't get to keep the money anymore, because the goy pays Nezik Shalem. So Baruch Hashem, we have a beautiful, God is so good to me. with a beautiful explanation of these different Rishonim. And this is all, like we said, Lefishitas HaRambam. They were Eus Lav Dafka and Meikar Adin. Gam Yisrael V'Bnei Noach Mishalim, that a Jew has to pay even a Ben Noach, because it says Re'eu. And the reason he's Pater is because Kidinam Taninan Le. We follow their din, and Akum Ein Mechayven Al Niskei Behemta. So this is not an Indian of Chiyuv Uptur. This is an Indian of Chalov's din. This is their din. For Goyim, there has to be a din, and here we establish that he's a Goy, and Mamela, we follow Din Goy. Din Akum is Din Abalma. That's the general din of the world, Din Akum. So here, once we establish he's a Goy, so then that's the din. So Be'ezer Hashem, I hope that we continue on, because we still have a lot more to talk about. So please stay tuned, and I hope to see Neflos Mitaras Hashem. We still haven't been Miyashiv, Tosis, and Bechoros, we saw in the first year. Still have a lot to talk about, I hope. I hope God gives me the wisdom, Mitz Hashem, to understand, to explain properly. And as always, anybody who doesn't understand can feel free to contact me, and hopefully I'll be able to explain better. Thank you so much for listening. Shalom, shalom, sweetest friends.